I call this meeting of the Committee on Oversight to order on Friday, February 23rd, 2018 at 4:02 p.m. in the ASUN President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Becker?
Present.
Senator Bussman?
Present.
Senator Camuli?
Present.
Senator Fingus?
Present.
Speaker Jackson?
Present.
Senator Kirkendall?
Present.
Senator Martinez?
Present.
Senator Assemble?
Present.
Great, thank you. We'll move into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item four, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from February 16th, 2018. Senator
Thummel? I move to approve the minutes from February 16th, 2018 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We're actually going to skip reports for now, but move right into our new business items. We have some time constraints here. So I'm seeking a motion to recommend favorably Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Senator Say. Senator Lee?
I move to approve Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Senator Say.
Is there a second? All right, Senator Martinez.
Second.
Thank you. Senator Say, if you have any, we all remember what the censure does, right? We've been through this process before. So Senator Say knows, upon the passage of this resolution through this committee and then through Senate, the repercussions would just be to write a letter explaining your absences or the points you accumulated to the Nevada Sagebrush. So, all right. If you have anything that you think was incorrect on your notice, or if you just want to explain.
Right. Okay. So, a few of the like tardiness was some of them were because of class, because I know the committee on university affairs last semester started right when my one of my classes ended. And then sometimes the professor would go over. Most of the times I would let Derek know, but I guess one time I just forgot to let Derek know, and then he texted me while I was walking, and so I didn't check my phone to reply. So that's one of the reasons why. I accidentally missed academics committee meeting because it was during the time when we had something come up, like a holiday, and it was just around all the time, so I just I didn't really think about it too much, and when I checked online, I think my phone just kind of messed up something, and I thought I saw nothing there for academics that week. So that was just probably my fault. And then a few of the just tardiness, I just either took me a while longer than I thought to walk to Senate or other things. And then some of the other points for office hours, I didn't it was towards the beginning of our session when I didn't really know exactly what I needed to put in the office hour thing, so that could have also been a little bit of my mistakes, but other than that, that's about it.
Okay. Is there any discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of approving Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to all those in favor of recommending favorably Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Senator Say, please say by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions, motion carries, will be heard at Senate next week. We'll actually just move into the next one, too. I'm seeking a motion to approve Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Senator Cook. Senator Lee?
I move to recommend favorably Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Senator Say through unanimous consent. Senator Cook. I'll do it again, sorry. I move to recommend favorably Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Senator Cook through unanimous consent.
I'm going to actually give Senator Cook, if you give you the opportunity to speak it if you want to, but...
Okay. Basically the same thing. They're just all mistakes on my behalf. Either mix-ups of when office hours were due, I hadn't had them logged in, or... my alarm didn't go off for the 8 a.m. academics meetings. But that's just not a correct representation of who I am, and I will definitely be turning around. Oh, and then...
Yeah.
When do we need to have the letter in by to Sagebrush?
There's no time constraints on it, but I would just do it as soon as possible after. Yes.
How do we do that? Submit that to...
I'll give you, if this does pass through Senate, I'll CC you on an email with the news editor of the Sagebrush, and then you would just email it to her. Okay. If you want to make that motion again, Senator Lee,
okay.
Unless anyone has any other.
I'm just going to move to
Huh? Just go ahead and make it one more time.
The
motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I move to recommend favorably Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Senator Cook through unanimous consent.
Is that your dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Resolution is presented. Thank both of you for coming. We'll move back into agenda item 5, reports. Secretary of Senate?
No report.
All right, thank you. Speaker Pro Tempore?
No report.
Academics?
Okay, so we had our committee meeting this morning. Not much really happened. We just approved the legislation to add a question on the ballot for faculty of the year.
Great. Any questions? Dr. Beatty?
For that question for faculty of the year, we don't need legislation because it's going to go on a survey.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
It's just, I was just confused because all the questions, they needed like a...
Well, see, it's because those questions are looking for a two-thirds vote of the entire population for it to pass.
Okay.
What you're looking for is someone to write a name in, not two-thirds of students to write a single name. So we actually do an election survey that is attached on to the end of elections. It's like 8 questions. So we'll put that in there as a 9th question. And the survey changes every year. So 1 year we do it on civic engagement. 1 year we do it on informing students about what services you guys provide, like PAC Pantry and Campus Escort. And then every 3rd year we do it on why people voted in elections and what may have prevented them from voting in elections. So we can present that to the Senate table and we can present it to the Elections Commission to help make improvements in the election process. So we're just gonna put it on the end of that or on the beginning of that survey.
Okay.
So yeah, you won't need two-thirds of the student population to vote. See, the reason the other ones need legislation is because they're constitutional changes.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to go through legal and the Nevada system, of higher education, and all this stuff. And then, so one of them got on there. So two-thirds of the students voting don't vote for that, it won't pass. And it'll be like there was never any legislation.
Okay. I was just paranoid.
Well, there it goes.
Better safe than sorry, you know? It's awesome. Okay. Any questions? All right, budget and finance.
All right, so my report really won't change much from Senate because I didn't have a meeting today. That being said, we're just going to be doing a lot of catching up for next week. Same old thing, financial reviews, status on financial review summaries, still trucking along. If you guys have any suggestions, right, like infographics or what you would like to see put out to the public, just let me know because even the simplified budget is not so simple. So it wouldn't all fit on like a handbill. It's like a 5-page document still. So let me know if you want to see anything specific.
Yeah, Senator Brucker.
So are you planning to put it on ASUN social media? Maybe on like the Instagram story or something of the sorts? Those cool graphics they do?
Yes, Senator Greenbaum.
Yeah, that was actually kind of like one of my ideas because I don't want to do anything print related because, you know, sustainability or something. But yeah, we could like throw it up on social media, could, like, you know, through the Instagram story or like either like a post or something, but like something that has everything kind of consolidated. If you remember back to like, I don't know, when Sagebrush put out a report of like who ran for office, at least during my election season, like that's a great representation of consolidating an absolute ton of information in like a small square. So that's what I was thinking.
An infograph. Love it. It's great. Yes, Senator Flames.
I was also just thinking, this might be a stupid idea, but I thought it would be kind of cool to like do something like to get people interactive with the budget and be like first one to find out like how much we spent on BLF last year, we'll get free tickets this year, so that, and like comments it below so that people like find out, you know, like what we're using our money for and like interactive things on social media, just because no one actually engages with the budget, but if we like promoted engaging with the budget, that could be cool.
Also could be dangerous, but like think it's fun nonetheless. I don't know, financial transparency.
Yeah. Anyone else? Yes, Senator Crickendale.
I just also wanted to point out, during, I kind of made a revelation while making a financial review, simplified budget, thank you, that the money that we allocate towards diversity and inclusion and just anything related to that is literally less than 1% of the entire ASUN budget. And I understand that, like, there's a lot of things that happen that don't require funds or take funds from different accounts that aren't specifically designated for diversity and inclusion. But I think that you should be probably prepared to be asked some questions by students that look at the simplified budgets when they're thrown up there and to spend infographs, and I put that on there that this is what we're putting on more money towards, that they might ask, like, how come we're not spending as much? And just, like, not to, like, rehearse anything, but just, like, to make sure you understand also that a lot of diversity initiatives happen outside of just the money allocated towards it specifically. That being said, I also am open to suggestions of how we can improve that, because I'm not a firm believer in throwing money at anything arbitrarily, but if you have any great ideas, I mean, that could be something we collaborate between my committee as well as the Department of Diversity and Inclusion to, like, further expand our operations.
Yes, sir, I guess.
I also think because club funding is such a big chunk of our budget, they have, like, specific money set aside for civic engagement opportunities, but maybe, like, flagging what they spend and what clubs spend on anything for, like, diversity initiatives could better reflect, like, diversity programs that our students are promoting on this campus. So that's something we can maybe talk to Director Desimera about, just maybe not creating, like, a special amount for it, but just, like, at least, like, designating it as such, just so that way the budget is more reflective on paper of, like, what we're actually spending, because it, you know, the diversity department is so small, but we're spending more on just that, so we want to see that reflected, maybe.
Yeah, Senator Baker.
Something started to harp on the subject for so long, but so I think the most, like, efficient thing to do would be to put the most significant pieces of information on the, like, infograph, like, say, like, the how much is, or how much the total budget is, and just, like, the big fast facts, and then maybe put, like, a link to the simplified budget, or, and then as well do the consolidated form. Because, like, from a student perspective, when I think of, like, what's the budget, I just want to, like, most students, I feel like, would imagine, like, how much goes towards diversity? How much is the total budget, you know? Because not everyone really knows, like, what a simplified budget even is, you know? Does that make sense?
Yes.
You could make, like, outside of the simplified budget, like, a little infographic that kind of highlights key things that students might want to hear or see. And there's, I forget which website it is, but it's like a infographic template website, and there's a bunch of really cool templates. So, like, I'm sure you could find one that, like, really fits the theme.
There's, like, yeah, there's old, like, ASUN marketing material. Like, I have some of it that just has breakdowns of, like, campus escort and, like, yeah.
So, I'm more than happy to use, like, a template or whatnot. I was just under the assumption that we always had to send stuff through Inkblot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, am I able to not have to send it through Inkblot?
I would send it through Inkblot.
Can I, like, make it and then be like, is this okay? And then that way you could expedite the process instead of then, like,
I think you could be like, this is what I'm looking for, but I think we should use Inkblot for that. Yes.
Maybe you should, like, sit down and, like, create it together, and then in the future when they make, like, an infographic, they can use that as a template, but the first time I feel like asking Inkblot to interpret the budget would be very difficult, so maybe you, like, look for, like, a one-on-one meeting where you guys, like, really go through what exactly you want to see, because I think after that they can use it as a template, but the first time it's going to be a mess.
Oh, also with the infographic thing, you could post that on social media with, like, catchy facts about the budget, and then in the same post, like, link the simplified budget so that if something catches their interest, they'll actually engage with the content, because if you just post, like, simplified budget and they see a bunch of lines, they'll probably just move past it, but if you, like, engage them with something a little bit more visually interesting, then it might have more effect.
Yes, Senator Kirk.
I promise this is the last thing in my report, but I just remembered I ran into Raul today and I asked about the uploading of financial review summaries, and he said that, like, by the end of today, that, like, or he's been working on it today, so I don't know exactly when that means they'll be up, but they'll be up.
Yeah.
So your hard work will not go.
Anyone else? All right, thank you. Civic engagement.
Hey, so today was the science fair. With Tri Beta, the Tiny Beta Science Fair, and it was super, super successful. Shout out to Cami, it was really, really, really successful, and that was mostly in part to their club. One of the things we're going to talk about in my committee is making it a permanent line item for that, for the Committee on Civic Engagement to support this science fair, so that way the room and the staff are paid for, and students can come and the clubs can focus on the science, whereas we can sponsor the cost of it. So hopefully that's something that we'll move through and making a permanent line item. I think it was a really successful event, and I'm really happy that so many of you guys came. It was really, really cool, and I'm just, like, really thankful for everyone who showed up. I'm going to make a PowerPoint and present it, send it with cute photos. So look out for that. And, yes, Dr. James Beattie.
You didn't take any pictures of kids, did you?
I took them without their
faces.
They're
all in the back of their head.
I know about the laws, James. I took them with no faces. Yes, I took them with no faces. I made sure that it was only, like, ponytails and things. So, exciting, making my PowerPoint, very excited. What was I gonna say? Wolfpack Reading Week, I met with Inkblot and they're making those graphics for us. And one of the things that we're gonna look at possibly is seeing if we can get the Wolf Shop to sponsor t-shirts that have the logo that we're gonna make for Wolfpack Reading Week on it, which would be really, really cool. And also I talked to Director Decimero about having maybe like coalitions like team up to like raise books together, and like the coalition that raises the most books for the book drive would maybe get some kind of prize, or like, I don't know. That's something to be worked out in progress to see if we have funding to give a prize, or if the prize is like posting on our social media, something like that. But we're gonna definitely work with clubs and orgs very closely to like promote the book drive, get people involved in the book drive, and make sure it's something that they want to be part of. So if you have any ideas on that, definitely hit me with them. But book drive, full month of March. There will be social media going out. There'll be handbills made. And books will be collected at the front desk. And then I will be moving them to the Senate office. So it'll just start to accumulate over there. And if it gets out of hand, then I will move it to my home. But we will see what happens. Are there any questions about the science fair? I mean, not science fair. The book drive.
Yes.
Oh, wait. It's not about the book drive, but it's about the science fair, about the pictures of the kids. We made them all sign a waiver before they could even, like, sign up.
Oh.
So if you have pictures of kids, then that's okay. Because they signed a waiver.
Yeah.
Because
we're
apparently.
Excellent. Dr. Beattie.
The waiver's not for photos, though.
It's, well.
The waiver's in case a chandelier drops on their head.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the waiver does not indemnify you for taking photos of children.
Okay. Let me check the waiver, because that's not what my club said. So let me just check it really quick.
Yeah,
okay.
The waiver was assigned to your club through SEAB, and it's a standard university waiver. And what it is so the parent or guardian will sign it, so if a chandelier drops on their head, they won't sue the university.
Okay.
Or something along those lines.
These are good things.
If they stub their toe or... if the
cover
falls off and hurts your hand.
I was just going to say that even if the logo on the t-shirts doesn't work, I know in the past they've given some like general just having like the Wolfpack logo shirts on them too. So like that could
Sarah,
be another option that you could
Sarah
talk about.
Sarah already has contacted Steve about that, and she's going to update us at our next meeting if they have any t-shirts to donate. I just think
nice.
It would be really cool
if
we
got
some
that.
Like some Wolfpack Reading Week specific t-shirts. If we could get like that donated, like for a lesser cost, because GSA is going to help us subsidize, so maybe we can half and half it or something like that. But it's just something maybe possible, because the graphic's going to be made, so
cool.
We'll see if it's a possibility. But yeah, Senator Smith, is looking into like any kind of donation of t-shirts, and we're also going to bring all the smalls of the Eye on the Real Nevada t-shirts, despite those still being very large on children.
Great. Anything else? And great job, everyone, on civic engagement, and everyone that was there, too, that's not on civic engagement. It was a really, really awesome event. GovOps.
What's going on, guys? We just had our meeting before this one where we favorably recommended two pieces of legislation, and then we also have two more that are going to go through next week. One of them is some changes to clubs and orgs that Senator Moss has been working with Commissioner Hickman on. The other one is one that I'm going to be doing with that I've been working on with Director Walberg regarding his duties in the SAS, so those should be going through next week. We have a couple other projects that senators are working on too. I'll update you guys more probably when I have more information on them. Unfortunately, Chief Justice Burkett could not attend our meeting today. He said he could, but something was to come up last minute. I'm not sure, so we're going to discuss the Judicial Council in the next meeting. We did, however, get some questions compiled as a committee that we can ask him as soon as he shows up. If he's not able to attend next week, I'll still try and just meet with him in person and present those questions to him, and then we can go from there.
Any questions? Thank you. Public affairs.
What's going on, guys? So I also had a meeting today, and my government operations, we favorably recommended two pieces of legislation, Senator Pantybatten's to be specific, so look for those not next Senate, but the following. Then we also had Director Wahlberg come in and talk about the K-12 outreach that we're looking to partner with public affairs, and we were expecting a mock presentation, but he didn't quite have it prepared, so I'm kind of like trying to almost like push him to like get it more organized, and I'm going to like personally, I volunteered to become a bigger hand in that because if we want it to be successful, it needs to have a lot of structure and like clarity and be super succinct. So I offered to meet with him on Monday to try and solidify that presentation as much as we can because we have about 2 weeks. So just wanted to get that on the rolls. That's about it.
Anything else? Questions? Yeah, sir, please.
I'm wondering just if, I don't know if this is for Brandon or for you, but I know a lot of people want to go, but they might not be on your committee, or is there going to be like a, I guess the big question, is there going to be like a day where we go over the training of what we're actually doing? And if there's not one, maybe we should make one, because that way we're all on the same page when we go to that first school.
Absolutely. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Senator Becker.
Absolutely. I actually recommended that to Director Wahlberg today at the meeting. It's super funny you say that, but so what I thought of doing really was just having the shifts solidified at that meeting, having the presentation done at that meeting so everybody knows what they're getting themselves into, where to go, all the specifics. If you were a part of the voter registration drive with Ms. Gabby Flores, it'll probably be something of that nature where there's a presentation and just a brief with all the shifts and everything, but try and do that like a week ahead of time at least. But thank you for that idea. And if you have any suggestions, I mean, you sound like you know what you're doing, so let me know.
Anyone else? Thank you. That's exciting. University first.
Okay, so I printed some stuff out to show you what I've been working on with the Senate Legacy Binder, which is actually called the Senate Legacy Box now, because we're in the digital age. There's only two copies of the first one, so you're going to have to share. But it's basically an ASUN project proposal form showing kind of general questions to ask to guide like projects or efforts or planning events and that type of thing. And the second one, I think I have six copies of it. You might want to share still. I don't know.
Thank you.
Do you
I need copies of both of
them. Oh, yeah,
as
okay.
Documents.
No.
All right, so basically, one of the hugest issues that I think affects ASUN is officer turnover, because we change session to session. Ideas get kind of sidetracked. A senator might be really passionate about an idea for one whole year, and then once that session's gone, it completely disappears off the face of the earth. And you see that with things like Democracy Plaza, the resolution that was supposed to start releasing class evaluations, and things like that are important, but if there's no like follow-up to get the next session working on it, and that's not formalized, then it just completely disappears, and I think that that's kind of tragic. So I looked at different solutions to change that, and kind of the guiding principles, clarity, guidance, and accountability. So clarity first, new senators basically have no idea what they're doing. They don't know what past senators have done. They don't know how Senate really works until they get the foundations workshop. But there's a lot of context that's really missing. And if you could sort of crowdsource the collective experience of the previous session and give that to every single senator of the new session, it would like really start the new session off on a great start. And also, a long time from now, if a Senate session can look back 10 years at everything that's been done, every project, that's going to have a huge effect on productivity and also like ideation, senators being able to look at past projects and come up with new ideas and ways to apply things. So with clarity, what I'm proposing, kind of some context also. So the Speaker Pro Tempore works on the intern program, which is educating the future leaders of ASUN. And the way I think about that, those future leaders of ASUN are also coming into Senate, so the Speaker pro tempore should be responsible for leaving behind some sort of manual to let those leaders know exactly what's happened in the past and keep a record. And that onboarding process has an extremely crucial impact on the success of each session. So what I'm proposing is that committee chairs meet individually with committee members to review projects worked on, and they fill out a project proposal form sort of to get all the context behind why that project was worked on. And then they conduct a job analysis, and then those chairs go to oversight with the project summaries and then the job description, and they can get feedback from that committee and then either change the SAS description for that committee if it's necessary, and then also sort of crowdsource feedback on the project so that it's a complete document that can be given to the next session for context. So also on that point, I think that when senators work on big projects, things that don't really go through legislation, but it's still something that Senate is doing, like Veterans Luncheon, Wolfpack Reading Week, or New Innovations at Nevada, they should fill out a project proposal and run it through committee and then through Senate to get feedback during the planning process. And that kind of formalization or like institutionalization of the programming aspect that Senate does but isn't really talked about would add a lot of value to Senate. So regarding the SAS, I don't know how the project proposal thing would be put in the SAS. I do want to write a new duty for the Speaker pro tempore, though, to say that they would be responsible for the curation of that Senate legacy box. And then the second point is guidance. So once the senators understand what's happened in the past and kind of the context behind how all the different parts of the university work, there's also the aspect of kind of leading them with our expertise, like where should we go from here? Originally, I wanted to have the speaker conduct like focus groups, sort of like what we did at retreat, because I feel like that was really beneficial for sort of like a brainstorming environment. But then Dr. Beatty reminded me that you can actually suspend Robert's rules in open meeting. So if the speaker designated one general Senate meeting per session, like towards the end, to suspend Robert's rules earlier on and have sort of like a brainstorming session to figure out what are areas of improvement for Senate, what are things that we were supposed to pursue but didn't really finish, and then the speaker at that point would kind of craft like a Senate vision for the next session and then communicate that to the next session so that they're already on like an efficient start for where they should be headed and what they should be doing and how to delegate that work to. So that would be changing the SAS to write in a new duty for the speaker. Then there's accountability. So accountability is something that's kind of expected, but it's not formalized in a lot of ways. If you look at budget and finance, they do budget reviews and that's completely formalized. But if it wasn't formalized and budget and finance had to literally request directors to come and talk about their budget, it probably wouldn't happen as often as it needs to, because like social norms and things like that would get in the way. So I kind of want oversight to conduct director reviews periodically in the same way that budget and finance does financial reviews. And that would have a number of benefits. I mean, if you look at the start of our session, there was a lot of like animosity between exec and Senate because we were asking hard questions at first. And then once we developed a better relationship with them, we stopped asking hard questions. And I think that the burden of that process shouldn't be on senators to be like aggressive or ask questions that could be perceived as like negative. It should be like formalized so that it's just something that we have to do and it's not personal. Also on that note, I think that senators should submit self-reviews of the work that they've done to Oversight Committee or the Speaker for comparison with the goals that they had at the start of the session. And that would happen about halfway through the session. And that way you can sort of look at senators that kind of have something to say at each Senate meeting, but when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, haven't actually done anything at all. And that would be writing a new duty for Oversight Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So that's everything.
That's really awesome. Does anyone have any comments? Yes.
I was going to say, I think that's like awesome. And then the institutionalization of it by putting in the SAS is going to be super efficient. What I think we can do, I think we can consolidate like this and the self-evaluations all to be almost together. But so like I was thinking maybe doing like an exit packet for like every chair, and they would present that to maybe the, like the last Oversight Committee meeting or the committee, yeah, maybe the one prior to the last, just so everybody's like on the same page. And it's good being able to bring like these kind of reviews, the Senate Legacy Box, to like this table, because even after we vet it within our own committee, our committee members know what like our committees do, but say like, for example, anyone here doesn't know like exactly what public affairs does. You know what I mean? So like they would have a better input for someone that's coming in as a new start. Does that make sense? Like the crowdsourcing by like having it here, if that makes sense.
So you're saying having the chairs do presentations for the next session?
No, sorry if that was confusing. Just bringing their like self-evaluations and this legacy box to oversight and just like consolidating it all together.
Oh yeah, that's
so it's almost
that's
like
part
a
of the
packet.
Process.
Oh, excuse
like they,
me. I apologize.
They bring all of that to oversight and then kind of like look at it as a committee,
mm-hmm.
and then the speaker pro tempore takes that information and like puts it into the like legacy box. Which, by the way, I'm not like throwing this all on you. This is like a future speaker pro tempore thing. I'm obviously going to work on this because I really like formatting and stuff like that. So,
My biggest thing is that I love the reviews of the directors. I'm just wondering who would create the template to review the directors, because each director has very different duties, and also each director presents their goals at the beginning. And so I'm just wondering, would it fall to the speaker to make this like template when once they're approved by Senate, like on those goals, so that way when we did address it, we would come back to those? Because, or would it just follow the lines of the SAS? Just because I think that job is going to be kind of difficult, and if it's not established when they're first appointed, it will you know, dissolve into nothing. So I'm just wondering how you create a template to review the directors, because each director came in with like very different things, and they're not necessarily comparable positions.
I want you to go.
Oh.
But I also have a comment.
There doesn't necessarily need to be a template, because in the same way that you could have senators submit like a self-review.
Yeah.
Comparing like their goals to what they've actually done. You could just compare the director's goals to what they've actually done.
Okay.
And if they don't like have anything to say about their goals, then they should have some sort of justification to bring as to what they've done that shows they're actually worth the money that is being put into that position.
Yeah, and I think that it wouldn't so much fall on the speaker to create the template, but fall on the speaker to require. I mean, because this year, like, we all decided that we wanted to require all of the people going through exec to bring us documents of, like, you know, a lot of times it's resume, cover letter, but the speaker could easily be like, I need a list of goals, or I, like, need these things from these people in order for them to get through Senate, and then not put them through if they don't give those things. So it's like, the speaker, it would just be about, like, having a way to request the document and the information that they need, and then being able to put that in the box, and then
so they could
use
just,
that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So they could just like create a presentation, and then after that, would we do like a formal written review, like just like as a committee, like, or is it just like a general, like, read the minutes, we reviewed what happened, and we discussed that, like, because I mean, with the financial reviews, I think what like makes them stand out is like we recommend favorably or unfavorably, or like,
yeah. That I think that would just depend on the speaker.
Okay.
I mean, in my my perspective, I think that this would that would almost add to the intimidation and like shaming kind of part that like is the reports and us questioning them during it. And then I don't know. I think this would be a cool opportunity to just get together and kind of have a conversation and like accountability, but not in a stick. What am I trying to say?
Aggressive.
You know what I mean? It's more of like, how are we doing this together, you know?
Carrot rather than the stick?
Huh?
It's the carrot.
The carrot. Thank you for completing my... Yes, Senator Becker.
So in regards to keeping the chairs or the senators accountable to their goals as they came in, so I think it's just the chairs we were doing, right? Just the chairs and the directors accountable to their goals?
So the chairs... everybody submits a self-review to the oversight committee. The chair's role is just to like consolidate the information or projects that have gone through their committee, and then like once that's consolidated, it can be easily put into the legacy box.
Okay, so the accountability is not being put essentially on in the the accountability isn't being put in the SAS on the individual, but is being put on the speaker pro tempore.
I'd like it to be put in the SAS, pretty much all of this. It's just more difficult with some things than others because you can add a duty to... Is there like a duties line for normal senators? Is that something that could be put in?
Yeah.
I think
so.
Okay. I mean, it's not important. I'm sure there's a way to put all of this in there, but...
And so at the beginning of the term, are senators going to be required to submit their goals that they have so that they're accountable for it on the follow-up, or are they going to like put their goals in with their evaluation packet? Because I can imagine some people maybe like twist their goals when they're about to submit their evaluation packet to coincide with what they've done, you know? So is it like an honor system like that, or right when they are, you know, like onboarded, they're going to submit their goals and it's going to be held accountable that way? Does that make sense? Where it can kind of be a little gray area, but maybe that's being too tough.
I hadn't really thought about that because at the start of the session, we put our goals on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be nice to have a formal process of putting that, to the speaker as well.
Right now, at least, all that kind of falls on the speaker, and it's up to the... That's the only thing that I would worry about of institutionalizing that part of it, just because, so much of that is up to the discretion of the speaker, and then... Yeah. But I think the... the formal processes could be put in place, but then it would be up to the speaker of how they want to get that information or how they want to keep them accountable or how they can change their goals and stuff. But
I also think a lot of people come in the Senate not understanding what we can do, so I feel like they shouldn't be held accountable to their campaign mm-hmm. goals, because I think a lot of them are going to come in and change them. At least at the beginning, because mm-hmm. you don't really know what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So with the goals, in terms of submitting tangible goals, it's kind of hard when you figure out that's not something that Senate can do at all. So I don't know how you... I don't know. I love the idea of being held accountable to your goals, but also sometimes goals you find out just aren't. They're not a thing that we have discretion over.
Yes,
I think that's the point of the self-review, though, is to either show what you've done towards your goals or justify it by what you've done otherwise.
Yeah. That makes sense.
At least in my mind, the way I'm reading it, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but it's more of kind of a learning and self-reflection experience than it is of oversight telling you you didn't do this kind of thing. That's just how I'm perceiving it.
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Becker?
Sorry for being so all over this, but I think it'd be awesome if you maybe present the idea or the... Speaker Pro Tempore presents the idea of the self-evaluation at the winter retreat. The halfway, didn't we have? We had a halfway retreat, right, between semesters,
mm-hmm.
and then that way they will know, the meeting coming back, they can, have their stuff ready by then. That makes sense. So, just a thought.
You were talking about the self-review.
Yes.
Because the self-review would happen at the end of the session,
correct?
Oh, it's
the end? I thought you said half.
Or when
it would happen, partway through.
Got it.
When there's still,
Got it.
A reason to have the accountability. Because
yeah.
if you do it at the end of the session, then like, even if they didn't do anything, there's no, like, reason for them to review it.
That's right. They could even do it at one of the meetings. That's kind of like halfway through, even if it's not at that retreat. So.
Sorry for being
so
negative. Yeah, so
could you email us these documents to the Committee on Oversight?
The project proposal is already on the box under, like, Oversight Committee.
Uh-huh.
It's on the second page because I put it in there, like, a billion years ago. So, like, going forward, if the committees could, like, get their members to, like, collect the information or, like, an outline of the projects that they work on, I'm meeting individually with my committee members because I feel like that's a better way to, like,
mm-hmm.
go into detail on the project proposal and get, like, meaningful information. But you can do that however you want. And then we could go from there.
Yeah, this is a great format. Anyone else? Questions? Thank you for this, and let us know what we can do with, like, committees or... I mean, like what you just said, but if there's any more that you should think of. Great.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Also, I wanted to mention that I do want to work with you on this speaker pro tempore.
No, of course. I was going to ask to meet with you after.
Yeah.
Great. Sounds good. I think that's awesome, too, because it, at least in my experience with speaker pro tempore, and I think Senator Martinez can speak to the same, that the internship is the priority during that first semester, and then during that second semester, it'd be great for them to have these other duties to fulfill. So I think that's great. All right, yes, Senator Messon.
Also on that note, if you could, like, set one of the Senate meetings before the session ends to, like, do
that
brainstorming session.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. I love it. This is, like, really, really good infrastructure that I'm excited to implement, and thank you for all of your work on this. It's going to be awesome for us and for future. Anything else on that one? All right. For my report, I'll keep it really short. I just really wanted to thank everyone who attended ULA. I saw Senator Busman there the whole time, but I know a few people were in and out, as well as the science fair. It made me tear up a little bit being up there. It was just a really, really cool event. So I know Senator Cynthia and Cami Lee did a lot of great work, as well as Senator Flingus and the entire committee, and then everyone was there as well. Hopefully we can continue that in the future because I think it's very, very impactful. Next week, we're going to be meeting with facilities to discuss more about Democracy Plaza because there was a little bit of a miscommunication. So we'll be updating you on that. Me, Senator Kirkendall, and Senator Flangus. I'm also meeting with Vice Provost Joe Klein to talk about integrating the Public Deliberation Initiative within first-year experience courses. So I'll also tell you how that goes, hoping it will go well. And then I also wanted to let you know that I just appreciate all of you so much. I love working here and being around people that are just so inspiring and hardworking. It's a great place to be every day. So thank you for that. And then no oversight next week. I will be at NASPA in Philadelphia. And we don't really have anything on the agenda, so take your next Friday off after all the other committee meetings, and then we'll go from there the week after. So, any questions? All right, we'll move into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8, adjourn this meeting at 4:46 p.m.